Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love and a very Merry Christmas to all our listeners. This is your host, Margaret Alleria, and I'm here with my guest, Gilda Rivera, who is a part of the Serving Hands Ministry of Corpus Christi. How are you, Gilda?
I'm doing great.
Well, I know that you serve, so I'm excited to hear what you have to offer the community here in the Diocese of Corpus Christi. But before that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I work for a real estate company. I have two children. That's about it.
That's up all me. Your life?
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Real estate and kids, okay.
Yes. I have a 7-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Wonderful. I do have a 7 and a 5-year-old, and they keep me very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and tell me about the Serving Hands Ministry and particularly how you got involved.
Well, we've been doing this for about a year and a half, and it's a group of 5 of us. There are 2 couples and myself. One of the men that helped start this had gone to the shelter with another group called Operation Thanksgiving, and he came back and told us that he had gone out to the shelter, and it sounded like something that I wanted to do, so I asked him if he would let me know the next time he went, and he did. So I went out with them, and another couple that we knew went out with them. One of the priests that was out there with Operation Thanksgiving had noticed that the people there at the shelter weren't being fed every weekend. They were out there every other weekend. And so he asked us if we would go out on the weekends that they weren't being fed. So we said, yes, we can do that. And there were times when it was just the 5 of us taking out taquitos and coffee and drinks. And now there was, I think just this last weekend, we were there this past weekend, there was a group of high school girls. And there were maybe about 20 of us out there bringing food and clothes and just anything that they need.
So the word's catching on. So
yes.
So go ahead and summarize for me your main purpose. Is it to go out to different shelters and provide food for the homeless?
No, right now we're just, we go to the Mother Teresa shelter.
Okay.
We are wanting to branch out a little bit more. Like I said, we've been doing this for a year and a half. We're still
in the baby phase.
Yes.
And I'm sure you need some more volunteers, but we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
So, Gilda, go ahead and tell me, what is the main goal of your ministry? Do you have a mission statement, or what do you hope to do with this ministry?
Well, we are called to feed God's children, and so we are there to feed them spiritually and physically. We have made friends with a lot of the people that are there. We've seen them. You know, now that we've been there for a year and a half, at first they weren't very comfortable with us, and now they know our names, and you know, they're happy to see us, and we do have people that will go out there and they'll pray with them.
And this is particularly at the Mother Teresa shelter?
Yes, at the Mother Teresa shelter. And we are not inside the shelter. We will set up outside the shelter because there are a lot of people that aren't able to get in for one reason or another.
Well, that's good. So you're being accommodating to those that are really just coming and they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So can you tell me, this sounds like it was a group of people that noticed that there was a need. They fulfill that need. And so do you use your own money? Where do you get the food from? What times do you go? Share with me some of those things.
Yes, we are there every other Saturday. And we will get there at 8:30 in the morning, and it is, everything is donated. We'll bring, we actually now have a few people, they make about 100 tacos in the morning. They get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and they make different kinds of tacos. We have a group that will bring bananas, some that bring drinks. We have another couple that makes a big orange jug of coffee. The people call it coffee with love because it's sweet. They say it's the best coffee that they've ever had. And so it's just, you know, everything is with our own money. Sometimes people will donate things. We do get a lot of clothing that's donated Facebook emails are great. I'll send out messages the Wednesday before we go out and just letting them know, hey, we're heading out there. If you would like to donate or if you would like to come just to share your smile or to share your shoulder or, you know, if you can, you know, bring some food or
some
clothes or, you know, if you feel moved to. If not, you know, just a smile just for them to be acknowledged, because when we see them, I think they're not – they don't have that acknowledgement, and I think maybe sometimes they don't, you know, you just don't feel like a person when you're not acknowledged. I know
they might be a little embarrassed or not comfortable to go and get the food that these strangers are delivering. Like you said at the beginning, they didn't know you, so they weren't too comfortable with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to get to know people. They're wondering what the motives are. Maybe they haven't had secure relationships in the past. And we're talking in particular about people who are without homes.
Yes.
And so there are some vulnerabilities. So in addition then to food, you also ask for clothing as well?
Yes, we'll ask for clothing. With the summer months, we'll ask for flip-flops or we do ask for toiletries also. Just things that we take for granted, toothbrushes, toothpaste, soap, shampoo, razors. When it starts to get cold, we'll ask for blankets and beanies and gloves and socks. Socks are always needed. Yeah.
Okay, Gilda, so there are a variety of things that you ask for them in addition to food that your volunteers provide. But I also noticed in listening to you that, yes, there are five of you that go out, that are committed to going out, but there's people around you that provide the food and the drink and other items?
Yes, I think with Facebook and email, the word gets out, and we'll get some people that come in, and they enjoy going out there, and so they just... You know, they either want to keep coming back, they just show up.
Okay, wonderful. So then this is a baby program, so to speak, a year and a half, but it's expanding. And I know before the program you did mention that you all are from different parishes.
Yes, we're all from different parishes. We met through the Body of Christ ministry, through the Encounter. And I'm from Most Precious Blood. Robert and Norma Casas are from Our Lady of Pilar. And Gilbert and Norma Salinas are from St. Cyril and Methodius.
So then you accept anyone who's just willing to lend a helping hand?
Oh, yes.
It can be from any parish?
From any parish, just from anywhere.
And
yes.
So age is probably not a difficulty either?
Oh, no.
As long as you can lift things maybe and hand things to others with a smile?
That's it. I'll bring my children. We do have one of our Norma and Robert Gasa's granddaughter, she'll be there also, and she's 3 months old.
Oh, okay. You start them young.
Yes, they come out
young.
You
start recruiting young. Gilda, I'm really curious. Has there been a really touching experience or something that you've witnessed being at the Mother Teresa shelter and serving with the Serving Hands of Corpus Christi? Just an experience you can share with our listeners that was really touching, maybe a turning moment for you?
Several weeks ago, we decided to include music with our with serving, and we had a gentleman come out with a guitar, another one with a little drum, and they were out there singing. They were sitting up in the back of a truck, and they were singing. And there was a family there, a family of I think there were six children. We were out there serving hot dogs, and one of the little girls, I think she was maybe about 7 years old, she stood there in front of the gentleman that were singing, and she was singing along with them and dancing with them, and it was just so beautiful to see, and to see the children there just so well behaved, and just they appreciated everything that they had received, the hot dogs and the clothing, and they were just so, you know, I can't even think of a word for that, but it was just so beautiful to see that.
So then these are children that went to the Mother Teresa shelter for the food?
Yes.
Okay.
With their parents.
Okay. Well, I can imagine that. Yeah. That's touching to the heart, definitely. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us on Labors of Love.
This is Labors of Love. This Christmas Day, a special Holy Mass will be celebrated in Polish at Mount Carmel Home Chapel, 4130 South Alameda at 3 p.m. The faithful of all parishes in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, particularly those of Polish descent, are encouraged to participate in the Mass and the breaking of the traditional opłatek, or wafer. For more information, call Mount Carmel Home at 855-6243. Make your plans now for the Diocese of Corpus Christi 2013 Ministry Conference, entitled The New Evangelization of Spirituality of Communion. Guest keynote speaker will be the Most Reverend Gustavo Garcia Sierra, Archbishop of San Antonio. For information, visit the website diocesecc.org/ministry-conference.
Welcome back to Labors of Love. Again, I'm here with my guest, Gilda Rivera, who is with the Serving Hands of Corpus Christi Ministry, where there's a few of you from different parishes in the church that come together every other Saturday and help at the Mother Teresa shelter in terms of feeding people and offering them some clothes, those that are homeless. So let's go ahead and talk for a brief moment about the demographic of people that are homeless. And there's a variety of reasons. It might be foreclosure. It might be they don't have a job to pay the bills, and so they have no home. And as a matter of fact, it was touching to hear that there might be some families in this situation. But in your experience with this ministry, what do you think a person who is homeless is looking for from those that go out to offer food?
Well, I think they're just looking for somebody to care, just somebody maybe to acknowledge them. Like you had mentioned, their families, their young children, all the way to, you know, elderly people. And I think they just need to feel that love. And that's what we're there for, is to share that love that Jesus shares with us.
So it's not just the here's your taco, it's more of here's your taco, but what's your name?
Yes. And we, you know, want to get to know them on personal levels, and we hear different stories, and we don't try and get too much into to why they're there, because, mm-hmm. you know, we're just there to love them.
Yeah. Or how are you doing today? Or mm-hmm. is there anything else I can help you with? And just building whatever kind of relationship you can in that mm-hmm. setting.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Now, I do want to ask you a more personal question. How is this fulfilling to you? What do you take away from this experience? Why do you keep on going every other Saturday?
Well, it makes me appreciate all the blessings that I've been given. I know I could have very easily been in that same situation. I'm a single mom with my two children, and I know I could very well be in that same situation, but I'm very blessed, and so it makes me appreciate what we have been given, and I think my children see that as well.
And so you're able to extend those blessings with comfort and a smile and that mm-hmm. extending hand to the person across the table from you.
Yes.
Good. Wonderful. Now, I can imagine that you need volunteers. So what are you looking for in a volunteer? Yes, they can deliver something or pick up this or that or give of their time. But there's a particular volunteer that can partake in this type of ministry. So what are you looking for?
One of the main things I'll tell people is just to bring your smile and a warm heart. You're not really sacrificing a whole lot of time. We're out there. We're out there at 8:30 in the morning, and we're done about 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me ask you. So you're looking for someone with a big smile, a warm heart. I would even add maybe an open heart. They're, especially for those that have not ministered with the homeless before, they need to have an open heart as to what they might hear, what they might see, what they might experience, who they might be encountering.
Yes.
Things of that nature. Could they be Catholic, non-Catholic? Are you just...
It doesn't matter. I've even recruited people from my work area, and they've come over. And
so they don't have to even fill out a questionnaire.
Just anybody.
You just need some people that are willing to serve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wonderful. What are your goals for this ministry? What are you looking at doing in the near future?
Well, on different holidays, we like to give them gifts. During Christmas time, we'll put gifts together or gift bags together with a blanket, a hat, and gloves, and toiletries, and of course, food, and maybe some little Christmas candies, and we'll pass those out. During Valentine's Day, we did the same thing with heart cookies or just anything that had to do with love. We also had we included one of our favorite scriptures to place on the bags to give that to them. The 4th of July, we had done that was when we were going to do our hot dogs and the music. I think that one ended up being a little bit later, but we try to do something for the holidays just so they'll maybe feel
well, even just a sense of normalcy that they can celebrate the holiday and experience what every other American experiences.
Yes, yes.
So, Gilda, again, what a great and inspiring ministry and still a baby ministry, but I know you have a guiding scripture that allows you to serve in and out on a regular basis. So what is that scripture?
That is Matthew 25, 35. It's, "For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me."
And we hear that whatsoever we do for the least of God's people, we do for Him. And just that awareness that if I see someone without food and I choose not to feed them or serve them, I'm doing that for Christ.
Yes.
Or I'm doing that to Christ.
Yes. Well, Mother Teresa is actually a very big inspiration for me personally. And she saw Christ in everybody. And every time she was out with any of the homeless or, just any of the poorest of the poor, it was Jesus that she was encountering.
Well, you sparked a thought in me. I think that sometimes we get a little critical and we wonder why. Well, maybe that's human nature. We wonder, well, why are they homeless, or why are they in this position, or what did they do? And we ask that question. And our mind focuses so much on the why as opposed to the, well, here you go. You need this, mm-hmm. or here's some food, or do you need a jacket, or how can I help you? Mm-hmm. Because we do get caught up in the why. So not that I'm trying to be judgmental or anything. I'm sure I've done it as well. Well, what put them in that position, and can they help them get out of that position? Sometimes it takes a community to help a person get out of the rut that they might be in.
Yeah, or just, some encouraging words. They may feel that they can't. And so maybe, us being out there and some of the people that are out there ministering to them, giving them some encouraging words and telling them, yes, you can.
And pointing them in the right direction.
Yes.
Good. Now let's go ahead and see. I know that you have some goals for this ministry. What are some of the things that you're looking at doing in the near future?
Well, we are wanting to branch out a bit. We, like I said, we are a pro-life ministry. We have gone to the, done the pro-life walk. And we're also wanting to start to get our nonprofit status, so we can take donations and start helping other people in need.
So you're looking at receiving your nonprofit status in order for you to expand even further?
Yes.
So this ministry might not just be serving the homeless, like you said. You did a pro-life walk.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We realized that we're pro-life ministry, and so we're wanting to help in any way that we can, just serving God's people. That's what we're here for.
Well, and speaking of pro-life ministry, it's not just speaking of little babies or unborn babies. I mean, that's a big part of it, and it's not necessarily just caring for the elderly. That's definitely included, but what about all the in-betweens, mm-hmm. and all the other ages and stages of life that take you just so many different places? Mm-hmm. Gilda, if someone would like to volunteer, where could they get more information?
Several places. We do have a Facebook group page, and it's Serving Hands of Corpus Christi. They can just look that up. They can also contact any of us. They can contact me at 673-3477, or you can email me at servinghandsofcc@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Gilda, for joining us. Again, Merry Christmas and season's greetings, and I pray that your ministry continues to grow. And thank you once again. Stay with us. Deacon Nolte and Sacred Moments is up next.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's Sacred Moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
It has been said that life is like the fruit that surrounds the seeds of an apple. The apple is our soul, and the seeds are the Word of God embedded in our very being. The purpose of the fruit of the apple is to be food for the seeds held in its core. The purpose of our life is to enflesh the Word of God, to allow us to live what God has willed. In the late 1700s and early 1800s, there was a man who lived in the colonies that became the United States. He grew up in the midst of the Revolutionary War and the early years of our country, and during his lifetime he became well known for his generosity and kindness, eventually becoming something of a legend. You may know him better as Johnny Appleseed. He was a nurseryman who promoted the goodness of apples, going so far as to travel around several states, planting trees, and giving away apple seeds. What many people don't know is that John Chapman, or Appleseed, as he is sometimes called, was a religious man who preached the gospel to everyone he met. Today we live in a society that tells us that the only thing that matters is what we desire. At every turn we are confronted with messages telling us that all of life is relative, that if it feels good, do it, that we can have it our way, and that it is the me generation. These messages are so strong and so loud that it takes only the sight of a symbol to remind us that we are set apart as individuals. Unconsciously, we adopt these messages as our own and believe if we wear one brand rather than another, we are somehow better than others, that if we own this one thing, that we are ahead of the others, and being ahead is all that matters. The seeds of the apple contain the truth of all that the apple is. They carry the past of the apple, its evolvement through drought and fire, flood and good soil, into a particular type of apple, bearing a distinct flavor, size, and color. The environment and the apple itself determine the growth of those seeds. Will they sprout and bear fruit, or will they lay dormant and die because the apple failed to nourish them? The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that God created everything for man. Man, in turn, is created to serve and love God and to offer back all of creation to Him. This means that the environment around us, indeed all of creation, is for our use, but with that use comes responsibility. To guide us in the use of creation, God inscribed His Word in our hearts. He planted His words as seeds within our very soul, which contain the truth of who we are, created in His image and likeness, to know Him and love Him. We can choose to live according to the Word, allowing it to grow within us and determine our future, or we can deny it. St. Francis of Assisi said, "You must preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words." If we embrace God's Word and allow our life to proclaim His gospel, we will bear the good fruit by which Jesus says we will be judged. May your life be nourished by the seeds of life, which are the Word of God, and may your sacred moments be filled with the truth of being created in His image and likeness. Amen.
Thanks again for being with us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Gilda Rivera, who is a volunteer with the Serving Hands of Corpus Christi, for all of her many gifts and talents that she offers those that are in need in the diocese. If you would like more information or would like to volunteer with this ministry, please call her at 361-673-3477 or email her at servinghandsofcc@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us on Labors of Love, and again, Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.